The next matter on the agenda is public hearing pertaining to black sea bass. Mr. Keir, is that yours?
That's mine.
Let's get a little pep in the step.
You're doing a lot better.
Yes.
What?
I said, we get a little pep in your step, you're moving better. All good.
Feeling a lot better.
Yeah, we're happy.
Okay, that works. You guys can see it. This is a public hearing for proposed amendment to Chapter 4 VAC 20-950-10 pertaining to black sea bears to consider the establishment of February 2020 recreational black sea bass season. Just to give you some background, this will be we've done it for 2 years. This will be our third year of participating in the February recreational black sea bass season. We require a mandatory recreational species permit and reporting requirements, and those requirements are they call before, anglers call before they go out, they call our operations center, they provide their boat name, contact information, where they're going to be coming in and approximately what time, so that we can meet them at the dock and interview them to get catch and effort information and biological information as well. We do this because MREP does not occur during wave one. It doesn't occur that time of the year, so it allows us to get that biological information. Whatever is caught during the season, we have a payback. We have the seasonal adjustments for the normal open season, which is May 15th through December 31st. In 2019, the Virginia Recreation Island, we caught 4,398 fish. They were reported through our VMRC MREP staff, and some of our other staff helped as well. And the estimate is that's 10,082 pounds that were landed. That's 56% higher than what we saw in 2018. When we did the math, that works out that we had to come up with 21 days to shorten the season. Meeting with industry, meeting with FMAC and other groups, they decided to close the season from June 1st to June 21st to account for that additional quota. And we will have to do that again this year. This year, just recently, the ASMAC's Black Sea Bass Technical Committee asked us to provide evidence that the seasonal reductions are accounted for additional harvest in February, and we've done that. We've shown it to them, and they've said, okay, they're happy with it. We showed that those adjustments were accounted for and at the amount of 10,082 pounds. This is just a summary of what we've done so far. In 2018, we had 414 permits. We had 254 permits in 2019, probably because we've kind of changed it where we want the captains to report instead of individuals, so that's probably why the permit numbers went down. The trip numbers were about the same. We had 17 of those trips, 23%, that we actually interviewed the people. We were there talking to the people, resulting in 1,241 fish that our staff actually had in their hands, getting biological information, you know, talking to anglers, getting that information. And like I said, the reported number of fish is 4,098 for a total of 10,082 pounds. We met with the Finn Fish Management Advisory Committee in November, talked to them about this. They're very supportive of this. The consensus was, yes, we'd like to continue doing it in 2020. During the meeting, there was several public comment about it, most of the people saying they enjoy this fishery because it's the time of the year that there's not much else to catch, so it gives them other opportunities. And they don't mind that little bit of a payback that we have to do later in the season because there are other species they can target during that June period when we don't have the season open. Okay. In December of 2019, the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission and the Mid-Atlantic Fisheries Management Council had a joint meeting to set the recreational harvest specifics for the 2020 black sea bass season. The status of the stock as of 2018, it's not overfished, and overfishing is not occurring. The spawning stock biomass is 2.5 times higher than the spawning stock target, so the spawning stock is well above, you know, it's doing fine. But there are concerns regarding the recreational harvest limit overages, but those are based on the old MREP numbers. If you're familiar, we've talked about this before. MREP went through a change where they have modifications, so every time a new stock assessment is done, they have to bring the new numbers in. So you can't compare the old to the new. You have to use those new numbers, and they're still trying to address that. And there's going to be an amendment coming out, initiated to revisit recreational commercial allocations as well. The board and the council approved status quo for the black sea bass season in 2020, and the ASMSC Black Sea Bass TC looked at Virginia's conservation equivalency. We have to do a conservation equivalency plan to open this February season, and they approved it. So, not much of a change in the regulation. Subsection C and subsection E of Section 45, which is recreational possession limits and seasons, all we have to do is change one number because it's leap year from 28 to 29. That's all we have to do there. We did have two public comments, one in favor and one against.
Thank you.
The one was that was opposed was he had concerns with the recreational reporting and the accountability. He didn't really trust the numbers. The unforeseen impacts on other fisheries such as tautog, the overage of black sea bass recreational harvest limits in recent years, and non-resident fishermen participating in this fishery. The states have the option of opening this, having this fishery or not. In the past, North Carolina and Virginia are the only two that have taken up on that. So we've had some non-residents come down, get a permit, and they fish in our state waters. They land on our state, and basically whatever's landed goes against our quota. So we have to adjust to that. The staff received one letter in support, and it basically said, you know, they like the idea of additional fishing opportunities in the wintertime. But like I said earlier, there was general support at the FMAC meeting, both by the FMAC members and the people there. They're very supportive of it. So the staff recommendation, we requested the commission approve amendments to Chapter 4, VAC 20-950-10, pertaining to black sea bass, to establish a February 2020 recreational black sea bass fishery.
Thank you, Mr. Gere. Any questions of Mr. Gere? Dr. Neal?
Just a brief thing. We're cutting close here this Saturday. So how quick do you want to have that special permit online?
It'll be turned on as soon as this meeting's over. Okay. If we finish before 5.
All right. If it passes.
Okay.
If.
Well, the
money for presumptive.
And they were presumptive. They are fully booked.
Further questions?
No, that was it.
Okay, gotcha. Mr. Q, thank you. Anyone else in support of this matter? Anyone here in opposition? Who's coming? Who's first?
James Dawson, commercial black sea bass fisherman, state of Virginia. Been fishing here for 35 years, commercial fishing. I believe that I'm the only black sea bass commercial fisherman today that fishes 12 months out of the year. We are a dying breed, but it allows me to see exactly what's happening in the fishery. There's a few problem areas. One of our biggest problems that we're seeing is a lack of enforcement. We are not seeing the VMRC enforcement at all. And I mean, these are trailerable boats that come in, and they are out of that water so fast that they're not getting checked. So one of the problems is that our people that are fishing this are feeling as though they're going to get more season taken away if their landings are reported. When I'll get to that in a minute, that it's actually being a problem for Virginia. So I have taken pictures and photographs and turned it in to law enforcement of these out-of-state boats without permits. They're not reporting. They're also, again, like I say, they're out-of-state fishermen that their state's elected to not fish during wave one. And I feel adamant about the fact that if their states decided to not fish, I feel strongly that our Virginia fishermen should, and we're opening it for Virginia and for the benefit of them, but if their states decided to close, I don't feel that they should be rewarded for coming down here. And also, remember, they're in close states. They're in close proximity. So we have a small area that these fish are being next to the Gulf Stream in the wintertime, in February. So these fish are in a very small area with a lot of pressure. And the numbers I can verify, and I've offered my assistance. I would love to be working with the VMRC, if it's not right away, but, you know, in the future, to help them with and identify the problems and numbers. I have the statistics. Virginia is absolutely incorrect. I'll get to that in one minute. Concerning the February sea bass fishery, VMRC was on the headboats. They took very accurate numbers, real data. It exemplifies what reality is. Uh-huh. So therefore, it's showing what the fishermen are catching. Now, I have my own data at the same time, and it's like the entire recreational fishery is only catching what one boat with two people on it is catching commercially. And I really don't have a big operation on a 28-foot boat. This was only a small data set. The rest was very inaccurate, much like the cobia fishery, where the fishermen are left unchecked. They're not reporting. And again, because the people feel as though it results in a longer closed season, these fishermen from Maryland get to come down, and they're going tuna fishing. They're hitting the same structure. So closing a season for us in June is only benefiting those people from the other states. However, let me get into how come we, as Virginia, have to fix this. And I'm offering to assist with this. There's a very serious storm coming. And you all know that the ASMFC has been plotting and planning to take our fish from this state and move it and reallocate it to the northern states. And for whatever reason that we have this inaccurate amount of data, where our recreational fishery for the whole year is only 186,000 pounds, which is just insanely low, given the fact that there was 9,000 cobia permits and 256 or 254 permits for black sea bass. It doesn't take but a few trips, and you should catch your whole quota. I mean, if there was 9,000 boats that went for one trip with 15 fish and four people, that'd be 800,000 pounds caught. So I'm trying to relay that the commercial fisheries caught their quota, and there's only one opening for the ASMFC to take quota and move it to the north, and that's the 200 and some thousand pounds that the recreational says that they're not catching, which I believe they are. So when the ASMFC comes down here on March 2nd, they're going to tell you that this is our plan to reallocate and shift Virginia quota to the north, and we're going to take it. And that's what they're planning on doing. I've been in this politics for 30 years, and I know what the talk is. They are very serious about coming and taking Virginia quota because our recreational fishery is indicating that they're not catching it. But I know that we can prove that. I feel as though we should have a better system for reporting. We have e-filing. We have a lot of new technical things. And like I say, if we don't do it this year, we should have a better way of calculating what's really accurately being caught by, and you can look at the charter captains and the headboats and what they did catch, and then apply it to the season. And whether you look at registrations, whether you look at licenses, if you just look at simple numbers and get in a room with me and we crunch some numbers, you'll see that our data is just absolutely wrong. And if we don't correct this quickly, they're going to take it. So those are my two points, is that I'd like to make it a Virginia February season. Not that I'm opposed to the season. It's just their states didn't elect a fish and then work on having a better data source, because a 30-year-old system is just not working. So I appreciate your time.
We appreciate the heads up. Thank you.
Thanks.
Keep that in mind.
And I'll work with anybody.
Thank you, sir.
Just to respond to that.
Very briefly.
Yeah, I will. I agree with Mr. Dawson. I mean, if we could do something that's just for Virginia residents, that would be a good idea. I don't know if we can do that this year on such short notice. But I think that's probably, you know, we've got about 14 to 15% of our permittees are out of state. So we can look into that. As far as the data, you know, you're always going to hear complaints about data. The MREP has been under fire forever. You know, but that's the best data set we have to use with. I think ours, in a lot of cases, our cobia data is being held up as a good data set because of what we're doing with it, and I'm sure this black sea bass data will as well. So,
as long as we continue to strive to do better.
That's right.
So.
That's right.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Dorte?
Yes, sir.
State your name for the record, please, sir.
Harry Dornte, a commercial fisherman from Pocosin. When I looked at the announcement for the public hearing, why its objective was to promote efficiency in the utilization of the resource. Well, the recreational sector has doubled or tripled their quota just about every year for the last however many years, at least five. And so how can you promote efficiency when you're disregarding the ground rules? And this February opening, the figures are totally wrong. I believe that the state uses about 2.3 pounds per fish. In a few years ago, I made seven trips in February, four when my son was along and three of them by myself. Mm-hmm. I caught over 7,000 pounds of black sea bass. During that time, first of all, let's go to the grading of the sea bass, whereby you go to a pound and a quarter. Up to a pound and a quarter is a medium, a pound and a quarter to 2.5 pounds is a large. There's the key right there. 2.5 pounds is large. Anything over 2.5 pounds is a jumbo. I caught over 7,000 pounds. I had right at 1,000 pounds of large. The other 6,000 pounds were jumbos. Now, how in the world can you say that 200 and some boats are catching 10,000 pounds for the month when, if you, however you want to consider the effort, on my effort was averaging 1,000 pounds a trip. Now, I know I didn't have a 15-fish bag limit, but by the same token, you're just doing, you're endangering people, opening this thing in February. There's the Magnuson Act says that all regulations shall have safety at sea as a prime concern. Inviting young people, inexperienced people in many cases, to go out there in February is inviting disaster. I've been out there and had a storm come in February and have a couple inches of ice in the boat, and it handles totally different. And I'm there by myself. Now, if I'm there in a small boat with four or six people in it and however many coolers and stuff, you're going to cause someone to lose their life is exactly what's going to happen with this February opening. That's enough said. Thank you
for your concern, Mr. Dorte. Appreciate it. Understand the dynamics of how things change with ice for sure. Anyone else?
Mr. Ballard, can I say one more quick thing?
Yes, sir.
Appreciate that very much. James Dawson again from Chincoteague. Mike Playa from the Mid-Atlantic Council comments November 2019, for black sea bass in the case of the 2019 harvest estimates, A plus B1 for the states of Maryland and Virginia are well over 50%, which means that those estimates are more likely wrong than correct. That was his own statements. Appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Anyone else? Matters before the commission for discussion and action.
Quicker. Sure.
You do a lot of black sea bass fishing.
Well, first of all, this fishery historically was open year round, and so this opening of February season is just giving us back a little piece of what was taken from us. I've known Harry for a long time, and I really respect him and I appreciate him, and I appreciate that he's putting more value on recreational fishermen's lives than on commercial fishermen's lives. If we're going to close the winter to ocean to fishing, then we close it to everybody. you know, that lodge is going to hold. I mean, that didn't make any sense to me whatsoever. This is the most, I guess, you get more data from this fishery recreation than you have any other recreational fishery we have. Every single time I come back to the dock, I've got BMRC fisheries people, I've got BMRC marine police meeting me at the dock. I mean, I've got so many BMRC people that they count the fish, they weigh the fish. The weight estimates aren't something they're just pulling out their butt. They're weighing the fish, and they're measuring them, they're counting them. And so there is no fishery that we have recreationally that we come close to coming to this amount of data. And it's during a time of year where we had zero. Because the IMRIP numbers, which we all tend to hate, they don't even do wave one estimates. So this is a time of year where we have no data whatsoever. Now we have 2 years. It is a fishery that's become, we've all wanted it back, those of the experience. It is a good fishery. It's why we want it. It gives something to fish for when we don't have anything else. And I did mumble up here before. I mean, the charter boat guys, it gives them something to do. And so these guys that are already booked. They're planning on fishing Saturday. And so it's something that they can get some money in the wintertime while they don't have anything else to fish for since our most striped bass fishery is gone. If no one else has anything, I'll make a motion to approve staff recommendation. And I'll second.
Motion made by Dr. Neal, seconded by Mr. Minor. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much for your comments. Really appreciate it.